When friends ask about the dangers of living in one of the most murderous cities in America, I have a pat response. Don't deal drugs in rough neighborhoods. Deb Cotton would dismiss my remark as stupid. She knows violence in this city doesn't distinguish so clearly between the good guys and the bad. Sunday afternoon, she might have said, "I told you so," except she wasn't saying anything. She lay unconscious at University Hospital following surgery, after she and 18 other people were injured in a barrage of gunfire at the original Big Seven second-line parade. There's a bitter irony here. Deb, a videographer, has been documenting second-line parades and other manifestations of the rich New Orleans street culture she loves. She also has struggled to come up with an answer to the violence. She calls the violence unnatural, a word the mayor has also used. She said in a recent interview, "As a black woman, I have a particular investment in seeing the black men in my tribe do better." She describes herself as a devotee and proponent of the city's culture, a culture of the streets, of brass bands, and jazz funerals and second-line parades. She also offers a warning about a culture that thrives outdoors and that is open to us all. As she said, at any given moment, something can jump out. She speaks with particular concern about the groups of young men who trail along in the wake of these street festivities. It's not the second-liners themselves. It's certainly not the musicians. It's someone with a beef, she said, someone showing up to settle a score. Deb's a blogger, the one known as Big Red. She has had occasion to excoriate mainstream media for seeming to blame the crime on the culture, for blaming the shootings on the second-liners. The parades don't cause the gunfire, she contends. But there is a correlation between the parades and the violence for which they provide a backdrop. And that deeply worries her. Meanwhile, what do? Our open-air culture and its availability to all is the truly distinctive thing about New Orleans, the thing that keeps the city vibrant and a mecca for visitors from all over the world. Lose that, and we're Omaha, Omaha without even a stockyard to smell. Deb is not alone in arguing that for New Orleans to thrive, these cultural traditions must be preserved in all their vitality, not just relegated to the life-size diorama that is the French Quarter. Jobs, better schools, an end to corruption. Deb's prescriptions for the violence to which she has now fallen victim are broad ones. Surely there are near-term steps that also must be taken. Programs to defuse vengeance and retaliatory shootings before they are committed have shown early promise in Chicago and other cities. The pre-Katrina Community Policing Initiative also returned results right here in New Orleans before the funding was cut and the cops abandoned foot patrols and got back in their cruisers. But this much is clear from what happened Sunday to Deb Cotton and the other innocent bystanders. The time for talk is over. Perhaps especially the foolish talk that would suggest you can stay out of harm's way in today's New Orleans. You can, of course. You can lead an almost entirely bulletproof existence here, provided that you do not leave your home, that you remember never to sit by an open window, that you armor your car, and that you quietly lament that New Orleans' vivid street culture will atrophy and die without the wholehearted participation of enthusiasts like Deb Cotton. You accept that as the price of safety in a city whose leaders so far have had zero success reining in the violence.